路。
Let us turn to Revelation.
第三章。
Revelation 3.
第二十节
Revelation 3:20
看哪、我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him, and he with me.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我想我们圣经就读这么多。
These are the scriptures for now.
弟兄姊妹，到现在我想都知道，我们大会的主题是神永远的旨意和得胜者。
Brothers and sisters know by now that the theme of the conference is God's eternal purpose and the overcomers.
今天早晨我们要继续来看得胜者的原则。
This morning we want to continue to look at the principle of the overcomers.
我们第一次交通到得胜者的时候
，When we first shared on the matter of the overcomers,
我们看见在七个教会，神对教会。从教会中间呼召得胜者。
Through the churches, God called the overcomers.
所以我们可以说，在启示录里面前面头三章。
So for the first three chapters in Revelation,
是给我们看见得胜者的呼召。
We see the calling of the overcomers.
因为启示录，约翰写启示录的时候。
Because when John wrote the book of Revelation,
这是全本圣经最后的一卷。
It is the last book in the Bible.
而约翰所看见的。
And what John saw,
就是但以理七十个期里面最后一个期。
It is the last seven of the 77s that Daniel saw.
所以启示录里面充满了七。
So in Revelation, it's full of seven.
七个教会。
Seven churches.
七星。
Seven stars.
七灵。
Seven spirits.
然后像七个碗。
Like seven bowls.
七个印。
Seven seals.
然后七个号，等等等等。
Seven trumpets, etc., etc.
有人计算过。
Some people have counted before.
启示录里面那个七出现的数次，次数。
The amount of times that the number 7 comes out in Revelation
远超过其他65卷所有七出现的次数加起来的总和
surpasses the total number of 7s showing up in the rest of the 65 books in the Bible.
为什么呢
Why?
因为启示录就是要让我们看到底70个七最后一个七是怎么回事
Revelation wants to show us what that last 7 of the 77th is.
那当然主就要回来了
Now the Lord is to return.
我们知道这个七个这个69个七带进主耶稣第一次来
The 69 sevens brings our Lord's first return
然后最后一个七就引进我们主的第二次来
And then the last seven will bring in our Lord for the second return
所以我们知道启示录的的确确给我们看见这个宇宙时间到了快末了的时候那个时候的情形
So Revelation shows us the situation of the end times
勇士就要开始了
Eternity will begin.
但是现在我们要问
But now we have to ask.
为什么有时间呢
Why is there time?
如果你问科学家的话
If you were to ask a scientist.
他告诉你说因为宇宙有了运动所以有时间
It is because there is movement in the universe. Therefore there is time.
这几天我们讲的神永远的旨意
Today, these couple of days we've spoken of God's eternal purpose.
我们知道根据圣经有过去的永远也有将来的永远
According to the Bible, there is eternity past and eternity in the future.
在这个两个永远的中间有个括弧就是我们所说的时间
Between these two eternities, there's a parenthesis, and that is time.
那么在过去的永远里面
In eternity past,
神有一个旨意
There, God had a will.
永远的旨意
An eternal purpose.
结果根据那个旨意神就有了个蓝图
And according to that purpose, there was a blueprint.
根据那个蓝图
And according to that blueprint,
神说我要执行
God said, I will do.
他就开始执行了
And he began his work.
他什么时候开始执行
When he began his work.
时间就开始了
That is when time began.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
所以为什么圣经一直说到一直说到创立世界以前
That is why the Bible keeps mentioning before the foundation of the world.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
You see that from the scriptures.
时间开始了。
Time has begun.
因为神开始工作。
Because he's begun his work.
神一开始工作，宇宙的齿轮就开始转动。
Once God begins, the wheels of the universe begin to go in motion.
感谢主。
Thank you.
现在你看见神就根据他的旨意，就在那里做他的工作。
Now God, according to his purpose, is doing his work.
那么现在到了启示录的时候。
Now when we reach Revelation,
时间快到终点了。
The time is about to end.
现在我们怎么知道神要做什么事呢？
How do we know what God is about to do?
这个旨意是在他心里面的。
The purpose is in his heart.
但是现在我们要问,
but now we have to ask.
到了快末了的时候,
when it reaches the very end,
我们应该能够知道的。
We need to know.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
根据以弗所书,
according to the book of Ephesians, according to Colossians,
希伯来书,
Hebrews,
圣灵很清楚给我们看见神的旨意是什么。
The Holy Spirit very clearly shows us what God's purpose is.
但是到底神大概要做些什么呢?
What is he to do?
弟兄姊妹，不错。基督是一切。
Yes, the Lord is everything.
但是我们的神怎么做这件事?
But how is God going to do all of this?
你看见吗?
Do you see
this? 现在我们就看神在时间里怎么做。
We have to see how God is going to do in time.
圣经就把那个工作的记录就留下来了。
So the Bible actually gives a summary of what that work is.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
对于在座的年轻人。
For the younger ones.
你至少有一个问题,哲学家不能解决的,圣经解决了。
There is one problem that scientists cannot figure out, the Bible figures out.
哲学家问三个问题。
The philosophers ask three questions.
人从哪里来?
Where did man come from?
人往哪里去?
Where is man going to?
人活着为什么?
Why does man live?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你在全世界你找不到答案。
Throughout the whole world, you cannot find an answer.
你问哲学家的儿子,
if you were to ask the son of a philosopher,
当哲学家离开这个世界的时候,
whenever a philosopher leaves,
他找到没有?
Has he found the answer?
他找到答案没有?
Did he find that answer?
从前有个哲学家,
there was a philosopher.
他白天呢点着灯,
in the morning he turned on his light.
他到处找东西,
he was always looking for stuff.
别人问他说你找什么呢?
Other people asked him, what are you looking for?
他说我在找人。
He says, I'm looking for man.
人丢了。
Because man is lost.
不知道人从哪里来。
I do not know where man came from.
我也不知道人往哪里去。
I do not know where man is going to.
我更不知道人活着为什么。
And I do not know why man is living.
我记得我的那人在纽约工作的时候。
I remember when my wife was working in New York.
他有一次碰见一个同事。
She met a co-worker.
他就问他一件事。
She asked her.
他说你为什么要来上班呢？
She asked, why are you here working?
他说我来上班因为我要买一个 Cadillac 的轿车。
She said, I'm working here because I want to buy a Cadillac.
然后我那人就问他。
So my wife continued to ask her,
为什么要买 Cadillac 的轿车呢？
Why do you want to buy a Cadillac?
因为我要来上班。
Because I want to come to work.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters,
这是所有我们的答案。
That is our answer.
有所有哲学家的答案。
And that is all the philosophers' answer. Thank the Lord.
又给我们一本圣经。
The Lord gives us the Bible.
你看见他把他心意在圣经里面完全启示出来了。
He reveals his purpose throughout the Bible to us.
创世纪。
Revelation
告诉我们人从哪里来。
Shows us where man comes from.
启示录。
I'm sorry. Genesis shows where man comes from.
启示录。
Revelation
告诉我们人往哪里去。
Shows us where man is going to.
中间的这些书卷。
And the books in between
告诉我们人活着为什么。
Show us why man lives.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
为什么我们不知道为什么活着呢？
Why do we not know why we live?
因为我们不知道为什么活着。
Because we don't know why we live.
我们就要吃好一点。
We just want to eat better.
我们就要穿好一点。
We want to wear better.
因为我们不能做的更多。
Because we can't do more than that.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, you see that?
基督徒和非基督徒有一个不同在哪里？
A Christian and an atheist, there's a big difference.
我们明白神的旨意。
We understand God's will.
我们知道神有一个旨意。
We know he has a purpose.
如果我们根据他的旨意活着。
And if we follow and live according to his purpose,
你找到人了。
You will find man.
你找到哲学家找不到的。
You will find something that philosophers can't find.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers.
今天我们在地上是蒙恩的一般人。
We are those who have been saved on earth.
我们敢说人从哪里来。
We can say where man comes from.
我们敢说人往哪里去。
We have the courage to say where they're going to.
我们也敢说人活着为什么。
We know why man lives.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers, sisters,
年轻的弟兄姊妹，
especially younger ones,
你们今天你们能起来说这个话吗？
Today, can you stand up and say that?
如果你们不能说的话，
if you cannot say that,
你只好跟着世界走，
then you should follow the world.
你也不知道往哪里去，
you don't know where you're going.
有一个理发理一半的，
somebody was cutting his hair.
他忽然满这个满头子都是，这里满脸都是肥皂。
And actually, he was actually doing his beard, and he had a lot of soap.
他忽然想起一件事。
Suddenly, he thought of something.
所以他不管就往外面跑。
So he ran out of the barber shop.
那个理发师一看见他往外跟着往外跑。
And the barber started going after him.
这个门口好多人看着这些往跑，也跟着往外跑。
And all the people outside started following them.
后来啊，没有一多久，满街上大家跟往外跑。
So on the street, there were full of people following him.
后来有一个人抓住一个人说。
And then one of them captured the other.
说你为什么这样跑？
Said, why are you running?
我不知道。
I don't know.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters,
今天你问那些人呢？
Today when you ask,
为什么你把那些 rings 把那些这个 rings 把那些
So then you're asked, why are you piercing yourself with all these rings? These rings are pierced wherever you might not even think of before.
You see?
God created man as most beautiful. Man is the biggest masterpiece of our Lord. But man is not satisfied. Because he does not understand that man was created in the image of God. So you have much tattoos and piercings all over. So you ask a question. Is this according to the man that God created? So younger brothers and sisters, today you should not to quarrel with your parents and say, why can't I do that? The Bible has the answer. Why do we not follow the world? Because you know where you're going to. All the leaves follow the flow of the water. Only the clouds can go up. All these people are pierced throughout. Do you dare not to pierce your body? Do you dare? If you dare, that says that you are fish. We have a direction. We have a purpose. But brothers and sisters, why do we want to speak of God's eternal purpose? Some people say, I have to speak of what Brother Sparks has shared. When you speak of Brother Sparks, it's all stuff of seminary. But no. You know, God's eternal purpose has to do with our living every day. Brothers and sisters, many times you are not comforted. Why did some things happen to me? Why did this disease reach me? But the Lord reminds us. The Lord wants to show us in the limited form of man that we have a direction. We cannot be like the world and follow them. Whatever they do, we do. We cannot do that. We know where we come from. We know where we're going to. So brothers and sisters, do you understand? You see the work, you will know. We know what our Lord has in His heart. If you go to Brazil, in Brazil there's something very famous. They're very famous for their architecture. Those who study architecture, they always go and visit Brazil. And of course I'm not doing a commercial for Brazil. But why go to Brazil? Because there's a city in Brazil. This city was built in a complete wilderness. And that is now the capital of Brazil. It's called Brasilia. So remember, 100 years ago, Brasilia did not exist. There was nothing there. Then the government one day said, we want to build a city in the center of Brazil. So they found the best architect. So he went to that piece of empty land and looked. He was responsible to plan it. He was responsible to build it. And at the very end, the capital of Brazil is to be built there. But let us not forget. At the beginning of this structure, it did not begin with the wood, lumber, and land that was there. It did not. The beginning of that structure began in a person. This person's mind. He already planned
everything.
He already could see that city built. He is the most famous architect in Brazil. Now he wants to build a world famous capital. And this is the only capital that was built like this. So brothers and sisters, how did this capital begin?
零。
Before it was there,
没有。
Before it was zero, nothing there.
结果它出现了。
Then something appeared.
起初是看不见的。
Before it was invisible.
后来才看见。
Then it was visible.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为所有的蓝图、所有的计划都在那个人的里面。
All the plans, all the blueprint was in that person.
那个人他知道该怎么做。
That architect knew what to do.
所以就对他来说
，So according to him，
在他的脑海里面
，In his mind，
那一件事已经完成了。
That thing had already been accomplished.
就是我们昨天晚上弟兄所说的。
That is what our brothers shared on last night.Do you know?
就做教会，就做神的工作来说
，As to God's work，
你看一开始就完成了。
At the very beginning, it's already done.
因为在神是没有时间的。
Because in God there is no time.
我们知道说这个永远的旨意是从永远开始的。
That eternal purpose began in eternity.
就是神的角度来说
，And God's eyes
一点都不错的。
No doubt.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
一个你看见一开始是这么开始的。
It began like this.
但是现在我们要问
，Now we have to ask，
如果这个人不说话的话
，If this architect does not say anything，
如果这个人不把蓝图打开给我们看
，If he does not share the blueprint，
那么弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and
sisters， 我们就不知道他要做什么了。
You do not know what he's going to do。
但是很好
，But yes，
有一天我们终于看他的蓝图。
One day we see the blueprint，
这叫做启示。
That is revelation。
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand？
今天我们说的圣经的启示
，Today we say the revelation of the Bible。
我们说到神用神所给我们的启示
，We say the revelation God has given us。
你看见那个是那个建筑师就把蓝图打开了。
The architect has opened up the blueprint。
感谢主，他把蓝图打开了。
Thank the Lord, he's opened up the blueprint。
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
这个蓝图常常是专家看得懂的。
Many times only specialists can understand the blueprint。
普通人不一定看得懂的。
Us laymen many times we can't understand。
做建筑的人他懂得这些，你只要看看他就清楚了。
Those who study architecture know it very well.
所有神的蓝图
all of God's blueprint
都在圣经里
It's in the Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
不是让我们知道他有旨意
The Lord does not just tell us he has a purpose.
现在时间开始
Now time has begun.
好了，现在这个开始动工了
Now movement has begun.
巴西利亚要开始建筑起来了
Brasilia is supposed to be built up.
现在你要注意
Now you want to see.
你要注意这个巴西利亚刚开始都怎么开始的
You want to see how does Brasilia begin?
结束怎么结束的
And how does it end?
如果你是个仔细的新闻记者的话
，If you are a detailed newsman，
开始就拍一张照片
，At the beginning you take a picture，
最后拍一张照片
，At the very end you take a picture，
像你节食一样，你减瘦减肥一样
，Just like when you're trying to lose weight，
你刚还没有减节食以前，先拍一张照片
，Before you lose weight you take a picture，
你看见吗？那个胖乎乎的人
，You see the fat person，
那么最后经过多少年以后，或者多少的努力以后
，And after much labor，
你看一个白马王子
，And then you see a prince charming，
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers,
你不知道这个人成功了没有
？You'll see whether this person has succeeded.
他有没有成功啊
？Was his diet successful？
有人一天到晚光讲节食，节食没有用的。
People many times just say, "I want a diet, I want a diet."
一面讲节食，一面吃冰淇淋啊。
At the same time, he says he needs to take a diet, he's eating ice cream.
所以你要问说，到底有没有成功啊
？So will it succeed?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see?
当然有没有成功
？Will he be successful?
那么现在我们说这个两个照片就很重要了。
Now we see these two pictures are very important.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
意思就是说
，It means
假定说新闻记者有机会趁着直升飞机刚开始的时候来看看那个人是怎么做的。
Let's say a reporter goes up in a helicopter and takes an overview of what is being done.
这个很有意思啊。
And very interesting.
他会注意到这个建筑师啊，就在那块地上盖了很多的树，弄栽了很多的树苗。
You will see, he will notice that that architect has planted many tree shoots.
那么这个树苗呢很有意思
It's very interesting
它不是随便这个乱种的
Those trees are not planted scatteredly
就是根据那个蓝图
But it is according to that blueprint
那么现在如果你真的到巴西利亚去
So now if you go to Brasilia
假定时间把你带回到起初
If time takes you back to the beginning
明白吗你要明白那个整个的旨意你要回到起初去
For you to understand the purpose you need to go back to the origin
如果你回到起初的话
So when you go back to the origin
你会看到什么呢
What will you see
你如果从上面看一下
If you look from the top,
啊，现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
你明白有一个奥秘展开了。
There's a mystery that is revealed.
现在你知道这个人想些什么。
Now you know what this person is thinking about.
那巴西利亚是怎么回事呢
？What is Brasilia?
原来你发现你从上面看下去的时候
，When you look from the top down,
这个整个就它这个树苗啊，栽种的那个形状
，The structure that the tree shoots depicts
是个喷射机计时器的形状。
is the depiction of a Boeing 747. It's very interesting.
你看见这是轮廓，这是太极点轮廓。
This is the beginning of a skeleton.
好了，等着你忍耐忍耐，等到他快做完工作以后。
And if you're patient, once you see that the work is almost done,
你再飞到飞塔高空去看。
Then if you look again on top,
你看见所有的建筑物都是沿着那个树苗在那里盖的。
You will see that all the buildings are built around the structure.
哦，现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
本来是平面的。
Before it was a plane.
现在呢是立体的。
Now it's three-dimensional.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见了。
Now you see.
这里有一个城。
There is a city here.
那个形状就像喷射机一样。
And the structure is like that of a jet.
每次你坐747的时候。
Every time you take a 747.
你要想起巴西利亚。
You will think of Brasilia.
我再说我不是替巴西做广告。
Again, I'm not giving propaganda for Brazil.
你搭定飞机。
But as soon as you
realize it.
As long as the 747,
he said,
this is Brasilia.
那你的总统府在哪里呢？
So where is the capital?
The president's office.
Where is the palace of the president?
那就是驾驶座的地方。
That is at the cockpit of the airport.
所以你知道 pilot 是在那驾驶的地方。
So that's right at the cockpit.
那里在巴西利亚就有一个建筑。
And then there's this building there.
你看见说那个人，那个驾驶就坐在那里。
And then the pilot is piloting there.
弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister,
现在你清楚了
Now you understand
你怎么会清楚这个人脑子想些什么
How are you clear on what the man is thinking
明白吗
Do you understand
他把那个蓝图打开给你看
Opened up the blueprint for you
你起都看不懂
Before you can understand
那你拍两张照片
Well, once you take two pictures
你里面就懂了
Then you understand
现在你明白了
Now it's clear
现在原来啊
Now
这个人才有建造这个城的时候
This person before he built the city
是什么呢乃是根据他的蓝图
It is according to his blueprint
弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister
现在你看见吗
Now you see
这一座城和所有
This city is different than all other cities.
这座城乃是唯一是完全照着这个蓝图盖起来的。
This city was built according to that blueprint.
弟兄子，你现在懂的意思吗？
Now do you understand?
当你读创世纪的时候，
When you read Genesis,
这样说吧。当你读以弗所书、哥罗西书的时候，
When you study Ephesians and Colossians,
你看到蓝图了。
You'll see the blueprint.
有的人懂，有的人不懂。
Some people understand, some people don't.
如果懂，今天他的生活就不是这样。
If they understood, then their life would be different.
有很多人懂得很多的名词。
Many people understand nouns.
有很多人以为说，我懂得这些的名词，我就懂得哲学了。
Maybe people think that I know philosophical words, so I understand philosophy.
那这样哲学就太容易了。
And the philosophy is too simple.
弟兄姊妹，有的人以为说，我懂得几个属灵的名词，我就懂了。
Some people say I know spiritual terms, so I understand.
所以难怪有一度年轻人嘴巴里面挂的是基督的丰满呢。
So many, there was a time when people, young people would say the fullness of Christ.
那是我那个时候的年轻人。
And that is when it was at my time.
哦，他说弟兄，你看见吗？你看见基督的丰满没有？
Have you seen the fullness of Christ?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看他们有很大很伟大的名词。
They use these great big words.
而且那这个很伟大。后来我常常想，这些人把伟大名词用完，还有别的名词用没有？
And many times I think after you use all these big words, are there any other words left?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
神的旨意是伟大的。
God's purpose is great.
你如果看见神永远的旨意
If you see God's eternal purpose,
弟兄姊妹，那个比宇宙更伟大。
It is greater than the universe.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
不是你懂几个名词就可以。
Not that you understand certain terms and it's okay.
主不是没有把蓝图启示给我。
It's not that the Lord did not give us a blueprint.
有的时候我们看见。
Many times we see.
有的时候我没有看见。
Sometimes we don't see.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主不光给我们以弗所书。
Not only did the Lord give us Ephesians.
主不光给我们哥罗西书。
Not only Colossians.
主不光给我们希伯来书。
Not only did he give us Hebrews.
主也给我们创世纪一直到启示录。
He gave us Genesis 2 the Revelation 66
不能增加一点
You cannot blink
不能减少一点
You cannot take away anything
你增加一点
You cannot add anything
减少一点
If you add or take away, you will not understand his purpose.
你读创世纪的时候
when you read Genesis,
你好像坐在直升飞机上
It's as if you're on a helicopter.
那里有一座花园
There is a garden.
你看见你沿着那个水往前走的时候
And if you follow the flow of the water,
找着金子
you will find gold.
找着宝石
precious stones.
找着珍珠
pearls.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
看见吗？
You see,
有四条河从那里流出去的
Four rivers flow out.
稀奇不稀奇？
Is that amazing?
当亚当被造的时候
when Adam was created,
你要记得
you have to remember,
宇宙已经有了大
There was already a great rebellion in the universe.
神已经把那个天三分之一的天使，包括撒旦，就从他的面前赶到地球和地球的外太空。
One third and also Satan was been casted away down from heaven.
所以现在他们所盘踞的范围。
So now their domain
是什么呢？是除了地之外，大概是我们的太阳系。
Aside from the Earth, it's also the solar system.
或者是我们整个的银河系 galaxy.
Or a complete galaxy.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
你看见吗
？Do you know?
这就是为什么我们读圣经的。
That is when we read the Bible.
看得很清楚，很清楚。
Very clearly, we see.
所以当亚当被造的时候
，So when Adam was created,
你要记得
，You have to remember.
神已经创造新天新地。
God has already created a new Earth and new heaven.
如果你把那个时候的地球的宇宙的地图把它打开的话
，But if you were to open up the map of that world that time, God's throne is very clear. All the universe is very clear. But closest to the earth, it has already fallen to the hand of the enemy. Brothers and sisters, let us remember, where did God create Adam? The scholars in the Bible tell us. I never paid attention to that before.
后来我读到的时候，afterwards
I read.
我说主啊，这是真的吗？
Is it true?
你我有没有看错？
Did I read it wrong?
让我们多看几个地方的圣经。
If we read many scriptures,
让我们做经几位懂得圣经的告诉我们。
If we hear those who understand, share with us.
我从前读圣经的时候，
When I used to read the Bible,
我以为说是先有伊甸园。
I thought first that there was the Garden of Eden.
然后呢，神就在伊甸园里面把亚当创造。
Then God created Adam in Eden.
不是的,
but no.
你如果仔细读圣经的话,
if you read the scripture,
你看见吗? 这个地和这个整个这块地都已经沦陷了。
This whole earth has been fallen.
所以主耶稣叫我们祷告。
So the Lord taught us to pray.
神愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as in heaven.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你要记得,
you have to remember,
创造人的时候,
when God created man,
做了一件很特别的事,
he did a very special thing. Right when it was in the
wrong,
right in the enemy's territory.
你看见吗?
God did something. Adam was created. Adam was created outside of the Garden of Eden. It's very clear. He was created in Eden. You read the Bible. And outside of Eden. And the old earth and the old heaven. Thank the Lord. God created Adam. So as soon as Adam's eyes were open, his first it was the condition of the earth and heaven at that time.
那时候还有海,
and there were seas.
到了新天新地根本没有海了,
there were no seas in the new heaven, new earth.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
然后圣经两次告诉我们,
so the Bible tells us twice,
怕我们听错了,
he was afraid that we would forget. He was afraid we would forget.
他就把他安居在伊甸园里面。
The Bible tells us that once he was created, our Lord put him in Eden.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
现在你明白,
do you remember? Adam saw the old world. Now our Lord puts him in paradise. He put him in the paradise in the Garden of Eden. Do you see that? And at that time, brother
said,
the Lord, he could see what God put him into. Then our Lord wanted him to take care of it and fix it. Not only that, the Bible also tells us,
管理空中的鸟，飞鸟，地上的走兽等等等等。
You shall rule over the creatures, the flying creatures, those in the sea.
换句话说,
in other words,
神要他做海陆空大元帅。
The Lord wanted him to be the commander-in-chief of the army, navy, and air force.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
告诉我们说,
this means
神要亚当为他在地上掌权。
God wants Adam to rule for him on earth.
在哪里呢?
Where?
在敌人领土里面。
In enemy's territory.
如果他顺服神,
and if he is obedient,
如果他吃生命树的果子,
and if he eats of the tree of life,
弟兄姊妹, 你看你就不同了,
it will be different.
秘诀就是生命树的果子,
the secret is seed of the fruit of the tree of life.
神的旨意是要加他做海陆空大元帅。
God's purpose is for him to be the commander-in-chief.
神要做掌权。
He wants to be reign over all.
神要他做 the king of the earth.
He wants him to be the king of the earth.
为地球上的王,
so he wants to be the king of the earth.
弟兄姊妹, 你读四篇第八篇也好,
if you read Psalm 8, or other verses,
这个太清楚了,
it's very very clear. When God created man, God wanted man to rule with him.
为什么要修理又看守呢?
Why does he have to fix it and keep it?
因为神知道蛇会爬进来的,
because he knew the serpent was going to come in.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
So do you see, for this reason, so this is what the mission that God gave Adam.
所有神的旨意是从花园开始的。
All of God's purpose began in the garden. You know that the four rivers encompass the whole garden.
然后就送到全地,
and they flow out throughout the rest of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers, what does this mean?
这就是如果亚当吃了生命树的果子,
if Adam had eaten of the fruit of the tree of life,
让生命河往外流, and allow the river of life flow out.
从神的宝座上流出来。
Flow out from the throne of God.
然后弟兄姊妹一慢慢慢慢的，他就从敌人的领土里面就夺回那些失土了。
And slowly, slowly winning back the land from the enemy's territory.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这就是神，这为什么神要创造人？
That is why God wanted to create man.
我们从前碰，我们传福音常常碰到有人，不是传福音，有的很多基督徒常常问这个问题。
Many times Christians ask.
他说你告诉我。
If Satan bothers us so much today,
you know, sin is
because of Satan. Sin,
当然因着撒旦。
Disease because of Satan.
死也是这
样。Death because of Satan.
为什么今天有人生是这样的悲惨呢？
Why is such mankind so tragic?
这都是撒旦闯的祸。
It is all because of Satan.
所以有人就问说，
So somebody asked,
为什么神一开始就干脆把他就捏死不就好了吗？
Why didn't God in the beginning just squish Satan to death?
问题在这里。
The question is,
撒旦能不能把他捏死？撒旦能不能？神能不能把撒旦捏死？
Can God squish Satan?
当然可以。
Of course,
神是创造者。
God is creator.
还有呢，撒旦是被造者。
The Satan is a created being.
所以受造创造者把受造者捏死，这么简单的事。
The creator very easily can squish the creator.
中国人说不费吹灰之力，你吹灰要用力气，连吹灰的力量都不要。
You don't even have to blow a single breath.
所以我们知道说这个太简单不过了。
It cannot be simpler.
不错，你如果这样想的话，
If you think this way,
你只想到神的能力。
You can only think of God's power.
你对神的能力没有问题。
And you have no problem with God's power.
神的确能把他捏死。
God can squish him.
但如果神这样做的话，
But if God were to do that,
神不能彰显他的智慧。
God cannot manifest his wisdom.
弟兄们，我们不能太小看神了。
We cannot just look lightly on God.
我们以为说神只有能力。
We always think he only has power.
好有好像神只有一团的能力。
As if he was one big blob of power.
不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
我们所有思想。
We have thoughts.
我们被创造的时候。
When we were created,
我们乃是承受神智慧的火花。
We are the spark of God's wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
神要给我们看见，他是不光有能力的神，也是智慧的神。
God wants to show us He's a God of power, but also a God of wisdom.
因着这个缘故，
for that reason,
他知道，
He knew.
今天还有很多被造就。
There are many creatures today.
有很多被造就没有被判。
Many created beings haven't rebelled.
三分之二的天使没有被判。
2/3 of the angels did not rebel.
许多的被造主没有背叛。
Many created beings have not rebelled.
是通通背叛的。
Not that all have rebelled.
所以在这种情形底下，
so in this condition,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
如果神把撒旦捏死的话，
if God were to squish Satan to death,
他们说我们知道神的大能，
then we can say we know God's power.
因为他当然能这样做嘛。
Because he can do that.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers,
神不这样做。
God did not do that.
现在你明白吗？
You understand?
神用整个的时间，
God used all of time,
完成他的工作，
to accomplish his work.
我们要记得，
we have to remember,
神是不怕这些 challenge, 不怕这些挑战的。
God is not afraid of these challenges.
这些挑战，
these challenges,
反而证明他是怎样充满智慧的。
Prove how wise our God is.
弟兄姊妹，许多时候我们对神的智慧只是个名词而已。
Many times God's wisdom is but a term for it.
神要让我们知道那个智慧。
But God wants us to see that.
更重要的，神要让天使知道那个智慧。
More importantly, he wants the angels to know the wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
现在你看见，
now you see,
神要怎么做？
What is God going to do?
神所做是这样。
God does this.
所以你看见神就用另，神就创造另外一个受造者。
God created another being.
那就是人。Created.
Another created being,
那就是人了。
And that is man.
弟兄姊妹，就像我们弟兄所说的，
just like our brother said,
甚至于比天使还微小一点，
is inferior to the angels.
那弟兄姊妹，神要借助另外一个受造之物，
and through another created being,
来对付这个受造之物，
to deal with the to deal with Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹，撒旦背叛神。
Then because Satan rebelled,
如果这个另外的受造主，
so if another created being,
就是神所造的人，
and what man that was created by God,
神所造的人，如果他们愿意站在神这一边，
if he is willing to stand on God's side,
如果他真的吃了生命树的果子，
and he eats of the fruit of the tree of life,
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Then you'll
see, 同样是受造主，
both are created beings,
神给人有拣选的。
And there's a choice.
你看见神不是没有给人拣选。
It's not that man has no choice.
神没有在知识善恶树的周围有一个发动的火箭或者用基路伯把它围住了，没有。
God did not surround the tree of the knowledge of good and evil with a cherubim with fire.
如果神这样做的话，
if God had done that,
人没有可能堕落。
Then God, then man would have
a choice. 你没有选择的可能。
You had no choice.
但是你不要忘记。
But do not forget.
神是满了这个自由意志的神。
God is full of wisdom.
神给人完全自由的意志。
He gives man free will.
神没有任神，你看见神没有用基督的火箭把这三个树把它看守住了没有
？He did not surround the tree of knowledge with a cherubim.
神让人来拣选。
He let man choose.
那一次的拣选。
And that choice.
如果人站在神这一边
，If man had stood on God's side,
你看见撒旦就蒙羞了。
Satan would have been ashamed.
然后你看见了神就借着人从撒旦的手中就夺回那些失去的领土。
And God through man would win back the territory from Satan.
到时候你看见整个的宇宙就完全归于神了。
And the whole universe would be under God.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 我们普通读圣经的时候
When we read the Bible,
我们只想到人的需要
We only think of man's need.
我们堕落了我们有需要
We've fallen, we have need.
主耶稣做我们的救主
The Lord is our Savior.
你有没有想到神的需要呢
Have you thought of God's need?
我们有旨意
We have a will.
我们有没有想到神的旨意呢
Have we thought of God's will?
宇宙出了那么大的乱子
Now there's such aproblem in the world. There are such a great occurrence in the world.
是背叛了
A third of the angels have rebelled.
弟兄姊妹，你看地和地的外邦完全沦陷了
And all the whole earth has been lost.
神一点办法都没有吗
God, can God not do anything?
弟兄姊妹，神能把他们捏死
God can squish them to death.
一夜之间能毁掉他们
And God can destroy them.
如果这样的话，圣经恐怕很短了
And if that were the case, the Bible very short.
但是弟兄不是这样
But it was not like that.
你看见神的智慧
You see God's wisdom.
感谢主
Thank you, Lord.
这个缘故
For that reason,
神创造人
God created man.
巴不得人能吃生命树的果子
God wanted man to eat of the tree of life.
结果就能为他掌权
And then can reign with him.
结果就能够收回领土
And can win back the land.
最后弟兄姊妹，神的目的就能达到了
And then his purpose can be accomplished.
你明白吗
You understand?
什么叫做生命树呢
What is the tree of life?
你读约翰福音的时候
If you read John,
生命在他里头
Life is in Him.
所以基督乃是生命的源头。
So Christ is the origin of life.
只有基督的生命才是生命。
Only the life of Christ is life.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers,
现在你明白吗
Now you understand.
园中有一棵生命树。
In the origin, there was a tree of life.
意思是什么呢
What does that mean?
那个生命就是像基督的生命一样。
That life is like the life of Christ.
现在我们懂得了。
Now we understand.
只有等到我们信耶稣的时候。
Only when we accept the Lord Jesus.
基督会进到我们里面。
When He enters our heart.
现在我们可以完成神的旨意。
Then we can fulfill His eternal purpose.
我们这些人聚在一起。
Gather together.
这就是教会。
That is the church.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see that?
亚当很可惜。
Very sadly, Adam.
目的要他的生命树的果子。
He wanted him to eat the tree of life.
生命树不只是这样。
But not only that.
是约翰告诉我们说。
John also tells.
在主耶稣钉十字架的地方。
At the place that our Lord was crucified.
有一座园子。
There was a garden.
然后彼得告诉我们说。
And Peter tells us.
他被挂在木头上。
He was hung on the cross.
在希腊的原文，他是被挂在树上。
In the origin, he was hung on the tree.
所以什么意思，弟兄姊妹
？What does that mean?
在园子当中有一棵树。
In the middle of the garden, there's a tree.
我们的主为我们挂在十字架。
Our Lord hung on that tree.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
对我们这些人来讲
，For us,
那棵树就是生命树。
That tree is the tree of life.
我们接受耶稣基督做我们的主。
When we accept our Lord Jesus as our Savior,
我们就有永远的生命。
We have eternal life.
生命树的生命进到我们里面来了。
The life of the tree of life is there.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些人聚在一起
，We are gathered together.
这就是圣经里面的教会。
That is the church in the Bible.
看见吗
？Do you see that?
这就是神永远的目的。
That is God's eternal purpose. But sadly,
人堕落了
Man fell.
人犯罪了
Man sinned.
看见吗？本来是要从那里开始的
Before God wanted to begin from there.
如果没有罪的打岔的话
If there was not the interference of sin,
完全要照着他去一步一步来做的
God will accomplish step by step His will.
到了第三章
At the third chapter,
人堕落了
Man fell.
那怎么办呢
What happened?
神有没有放弃他的旨意呢
Did God give up on His will?
没有
No.
现在他要拯救人了
Now He wants to save man.
现在顾到我们的需要
Now He caters to our needs.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
有一天主耶稣
One day the Lord comes down to earth.
解决我们罪的问题
He does away with the sin problem.
弟兄姊妹，这就完了吗
Does that mean it's over?
这是开始
That's just the beginning.
这个只是巴西利亚起头所盖的那个苗，在那里盖的苗而已
That is just the planting of the tree shoots in the beginning of Brazil.
你现在看见那个轮廓了
Now you've seen the skeleton.
神要往前做的
He's going to continue to go.
人堕落就把神的旨意打岔掉了
Man fell so that God's will was interfered.
所以神就拐个弯出去
So God veered off.
结果他要回来的
And wants to come back.
但是不要忘记
But do not forget.
今天我们这些真的吃了生命树果子的人
，Those of us who have eaten of the tree of life.
现在我们要回到神永远的旨意了。
Now we can go back to God's eternal purpose.
你看见吗？神把我们放在乐园里面。
God puts us in paradise.
现在你看见吗？这个慢慢的生命的水要从这里流出去。
You will see that the water of life will flow out.
那么慢慢的弟兄姊妹就从敌人的领土里面就把整个领土把它抢夺回来。
And slowly winning back part of the land from the enemy's territory.
教会是件太大的东西。
Church church is a great thing.
我们今天讲的教会的事。
We speak of the church today.
我们几乎以为它是同乡会，我们讲同样话的人，我们都聚在一起。
We think that it is a social gathering. If we speak the same language, we can gather together.
你知道在纽约有一个很有趣的聚会吗
？Do you know that there's a gathering very interesting?
所有聚会都讲福州话的。
All those in that place speak Fujianese.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
许多时候我们觉得这个教会是为了我们的需要的。
Many times we think that the church is for our needs.
那福州人到了纽约到哪里去呢
？So when the Fujianese go to New York, where do they go?
福州话我们在一起聚会。
If you speak Fujianese, we'll gather together.
这是我们的需要。
That is our needs,
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？什么时候我们只想到神的需要
？When do we think of God's needs?
撒旦可以睡觉的。
Then Satan can sleep.
你可以非常的发达，人可以非常的多。
Man can be very abundant. There can be a lot of people gathered together.
只要你很能干。
And as long as you're very capable.
你怎么办工厂？你怎么办教会
？However you go in the factory, you can do the work in.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你看见没有
？Do you see?
什么是教会呢
？What is the church?
教会乃这些蒙恩得救的人，他们聚在一起。
It is the gathering of those who have been saved.
他们有一个目的的。
They have a purpose.
为什么神告诉亚当说你要生养众多呢
？Why did God say to Adam be fruitful and multiply?
然后才管理，然后才治理这地。
And then subdue and rule the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在明白吗
？Now do you understand?
为什么信主的人成千成万呢
？Why does there thousands and thousands of those?
这就是生养众多。
Because it's multiplying.
但是现在他们都有基督的生命的。
And they all have the life of Christ.
有一个目的是什么
？There is one purpose.
他们要做海陆空大元帅。
They want to be the commander chief of the army.
他们要领导权的。
They want to rule with God.
他们要夺回神的领土的。
They want to win back the land.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
教会不是为自己活着的。
The church does not live for itself.
如果教会自己活着
，if the church will live for itself,
容易的很
，very easy.
看见你所有地上的教会通通是合格的。
All the church on earth is very it reaches the same.
如果教会是为着神的旨意而活着
，but if we were to live for God's will,
你要在敌人的领土里面夺回神的四处。
You have to win back the land in the enemy's territory.
这里面有多少的眼泪
？There are so many tears.
这里面有多少的祷告
？There's so much prayer.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们真的认识教会吗
？Do we know the church？
你如果真的认识教会的话
，You know the church，
吵架都不敢吵的。
You will not dare to quarrel。
你很容易给神产仇敌的机会。
You will give Satan an opportunity。
弟兄姊妹，
神
给教会一个大的使命。
God has given the church a great commission。
错的。哎，我们这些蒙恩得救以后
，After we have been saved，
从哪里开始呢
？Where do we begin？
从伊甸园开始。
We begin in the Garden of Eden。
现在我们回到伊甸园了。
Now we turn back to the garden。
是不是永远的旨意呢
？Is that God's eternal purpose？
错。
Yes。It is the beginning.
你要完全的旨意
for the complete purpose.
你看到最后神怎么做
？You want to see what God does at the end.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
现在你知道
，Now you know.
在创世纪以后
，After Genesis.
最后还有一本书是启示录。
At the very end is the Book of Revelation.
所以在启示录里面
，So in Revelation.
神说我是 Alpha， 我也是 Omega.
God says He is the Alpha and the Omega.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers.
神的旨意有 Alpha， 有 Omega.
God's will has an Alpha and an Omega.
在时间的启示里面有他的 Alpha， 有他的 Omega.
In the revelation of time, there is Alpha and Omega.
创世纪好像他 Alpha.
Genesis is as if we're Alpha.
启示录好像他的 Omega.
Revelation is as if it's His Omega.
时间快没有了。
Time is running out.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
我不知道你有没有听见时间脚步的声音。
I do not know if you have heard the footsteps of time.
我想就是年轻人。
Especially the younger brothers and sisters.
时间是不多了。
Time is running out.
我们要知道。
We have to know.
今天我们是来到时间最后的一段时间。
We have come to the very end of time.
现在我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
神的旨意有没有达到
？Has God's will been accomplished?
这个人很努力在那里节食。
This person is trying to diet.
我们问说他有没有成功
？Has he been successful?
我们要问说。
We have to.
我们讲了半天神的旨意。
After we said so much about
God's purpose. 神的旨意有没有成功？
Has it been attained?
神的旨意在我身上成功了吗
？Has it been attained in my life?
神的旨意在我聚会的地方成功了吗
？Has it been accomplished in the place I meet?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
让我们记得
，let us remember，
让我们很诚恳的去面对我们的主。
Very honestly, let's be before our Lord。
如果我们没有看见神永远旨意的
，we do not see God's eternal。
我们所知道的教会就是那么一点点而已。
We only see that little part of the church。
弟兄姊妹，你知道情形的
，you know the situation。
到了主快回来的时候
，when the Lord is about to return，
有一件事最叫约翰伤心。
One thing that saddened John the most.
约翰亲眼看见教会在荣耀里诞生的。
John saw the church being birthed in glory.
他活得太久了。
He lived for so long.
为什么不住早一点让他走呢
？Why did the Lord not allow him to go back?
为什么他剩下最后的一个呢
？Why was he the last one left?
为什么一个老人家还要看教会堕落的光景呢
？Why such an elderly person had to see the church fallen?
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord.
就是神借着约翰给我们一个盼望。
God used John to give us a hope.
那个盼望是什么
？What is that hope?
那个盼望就是得胜者。
The hope is of overcomers.
当大教会的大体从水平线上。 掉下来的。
When the majority falls below that horizon,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
有一般人他们宁死愿意站在那条路上。
There's a group of people that do not fear death and want to
stand on that way. 你要不要问别人如何？
Do not ask others.
我们常常说这人将来如何？
We say that person so and so will happen. This will happen to them. The Lord says, follow me.
你不要管别人怎么样做。
Forget about others.
你今天要不要站在那条路上？
Are you willing to walk on that way?
你看见教会变成组织了。
You see that